If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, y'all? Knox Kip here with Kevin Smith Jr., son of Kevin Smith, running back coach. And how's it going?
I'm doing good. How about you, bro?
I'm great. How do you feel about, you know, the LSU win? You know, the town's going crazy right now, but how do you feel about that?
It was good. It was fun, especially getting to watch your first experience right on the sideline.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel your dad coached the game?
I know my dad's good at what he's doing, so I know Keywan's a really good player. He's getting well coached, Logan Diggs, guys like them, you know, they just got the job done.
For sure. Keywan's a dog.
Yeah, he
I
is
mean,
tough.
He's just so tough. But
yeah, he like that.
Let's get to, you know, we got a big game coming up. If you didn't know, he's receiver at Oxford. I'm quarterback at Oxford. We got a big game going into Madison Central. We're 4-1. They're 3-2. District play. How do you feel about the game? What's your thoughts?
I feel like it's a team game. You got to play together, do your job, and let the rest handle itself. I feel like we're well coached and we know what to do.
Yes, sir. Your biggest game so far has been Lafayette, you know, 3 receptions, 100 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 called back. And you're only a sophomore, you know. How does it feel just going out there and, you know, just producing early, you know, only as a sophomore? Not a lot of kids at Oxford do that, you know. It's usually juniors and seniors, but, I mean, how does it feel just producing so young?
Definitely. I feel like it's a blessing. I feel like I definitely put in enough work to be at the position I am today. So, like, I feel like every day you just got to keep going 1%.
Your most recent offer was Miami. I know your dad used to coach there, and you grew up in Miami. Are they, you know, playing a big role in your recruiting?
Yeah, they, I talk to them sometimes, and I was probably going to catch a game here or there, but they're doing pretty good, and I really appreciate it. It's just another piece of motivation.
You know, we were thinking about teaming up in college, so, you know, wherever offers both of us, we might have to go there. But both of our dads are coaches, and, you know, a lot of people think that our success is because of them and offers and all that just because of our dad. What are your thoughts about that?
I feel like it's a piece of motivation as well as just knowing the work you put in and being able to say that you did what you're supposed to do to get what you got. So I feel like it's a blessing to be able to have a father like we have. We get to watch first rounders, and we're pretty much exactly what it takes to be where we want to be firsthand every single day. So sometimes you just got to let the people talk, and I just feel like you just got to work. If you know what you're doing is enough to get where you are, then that's you. As long as you're able to say you gave it your all, then I feel like you're doing the right thing.
I know, like last year, Dart played a big role with me, you know, kind of just what we'd hang out with them around practice and kind of look up to them. What receivers on last year's roster you kind of look up to or saw their skills, try to put it into your bag, you know?
Definitely Trey and J.Y., Juice. I was really close with Juice. For sure. But all three of those guys really, like, helped me in an aspect of just the way they carry themselves, even when they're not on the field. Like, Trey was just a pro walking around the facility, and it just makes you want to carry yourself in a certain way.
Did you ever work out with Juice or Trey?
Yeah, we worked out together. Like, I think like once we had a trainer came down and got through.
What's so special about like Trey, like his route running? You know, he's like what, 6'3", 6'4"?
6'3", probably could be, I wouldn't say a tight end, but he's up there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And he's really fluent. He just, his routes, his hands, his ball skills, I mean, he's fast, he can move in and out of breaks. Just a good receiver all around.
What do you think the best part of your game is? You know, like, is it speed, ball skills? Like, what do you think?
I'm actually giving you my lowest and my highest.
All right, I like that.
My lowest would probably be my speed. I'm probably not one of the fastest receivers, especially in my class. But feel like the highest point of my game right now. Today will probably be my ball skills. I think I'm very well at tracking the ball when it's coming my way, and my routes are very fluent. That's about it.
Yeah, I feel like when we turn on the tape, you're a little bit like Calvin Johnson, you know. As I say that, you know, your dad played with Calvin Johnson on the Detroit Lions. What pick was your dad? Third round? First pick in the third round, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like,
and runner-up consistent 64. All-American. Has he played a role on how you train or, like, how you work out? Like, does he ever work you out or gets in the gym with you? Because you know how my dad comes to our throwing sessions sometimes and helps us. But what is your dad?
To be honest, with my dad, it's like, he's done a great job with this, but, like, he's really laid it out to where if you want it, you go get it. Like, my dad never asked me or forced me to go work. I always wanted to work on my own, and I feel like that's what sets me apart from the others. Even though he's there for me 100%, but he doesn't force me to work out. He doesn't ask me. I felt like I just always wanted to do it on my own, and that just plays a big part of my success.
Who's your favorite NFL player, like someone you kind of mold your game after?
People ask me all the time, and
I'm thinking J-Mo, but if that's right, I might be wrong.
Right on the spot. And what's crazy is, like, I'm not even...
For viewers that don't know who J-Mo is, Jameson Williams, receiver on Lions, played at Ohio State, transferred to Bama, right? Yep. He tore his ACL in the...
Tore his ACL, the championship or the game before the championship.
He was number one on Bama. He was really good. Well, I mean, just do you mold your game after a little bit?
What's crazy is, like, we're two different receivers, but, like the way he just, like, his swagger to the game, I really love that. And as a receiver, you just got to have that swagger about you. It just makes you different. I mean, I also like guys like Malik Nabers. Feel like I play like him a little. Jay Jetta's at the top of his routes. He's really good. Amara St. Brown, J-Mo's teammates with his ball skills. And, yeah.
So, you're from Florida, you know. We got a player on Ole Miss from Florida, Winnie Watkins. You know, freshman, had a good game against LSU, you know. Definitely. Did, what, three catches? Probably, like, 50 yards?
Yeah.
How is he, has he, like, talked to you at all? I know we know him, but, like, has he, like, talked to you about your game or stuff you need to work on or anything?
I talked to Winnie. He had, first, I met Winnie on his visit. You were there with me, I believe.
That was good. Yeah.
And I've always watched Winnie since I was, like, young. He went to IMG, five-star, all the things you could dream of as a kid. And especially being towards the area that I'm from, I feel like the way he plays, his swagger to the game, like I said, as a receiver is very important. So I feel like he's a good role model. He actually came to a 7-on-7 tournament a team had in the summer, and he said I was good. You know, I was making plays. We won the championship. You know, be a little quicker, you know.
Yeah.
Just giving me tips, and I just appreciate that, especially because he's where I want to be in the next couple years.
Yeah. All right. Talking about Winnie Watkins. What do you think Ole Miss finishes up? We're 5-0 right now, going into a bye week. Then we play, Washington State?
Yep.
What do you think we finish? We got two hard road games against Georgia. I don't know if they're all that this year, but they're still really good. And then Oklahoma, John Mateer. Like, what do you think we do on those away games? You think Kiwan has a game he's been having or what?
I mean, man, we're always around the office, and I feel like the guys, this team is like plays very well together. And
there's no like players that are just playing for themselves, you know?
Yeah,
like
I agree.
They're all for the team, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that because I feel like this team is way cheaper nowadays in this college football.
Yeah.
All these players cost a lot of money and these big names, and they just don't bond well with a player.
Yeah.
And I feel like this team very bonds well. So, I mean, if they go out there and execute, they could be anybody in the country.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. I feel like Ole Miss doesn't have a lot of selfish players this year.
True.
Like, maybe over the past years, there's some selfish because these dudes are getting paid so much. But I feel like last year, Ole Miss has had some, you know, not certain players, but maybe some selfish kids, like, just, you know, got paid a lot of money. So, you know, I feel like this year we were talking about how there's not really any selfish players. So I feel like that's a big role of why we can win these big games.
Yeah, definitely.
We all work as a team.
Definitely.
On to a new subject. Recently, you got ranked a 3-star. What was it, on Rivals or on 3? I think rivals, right?
Yeah, I think it's rivals.
And, you know, I don't think you're satisfied with that. I mean, I'm not satisfied. I didn't get ranked, which I didn't like, but, you know, you weren't satisfied. I wasn't satisfied. What do you want to be like at your senior year? Because I know what I want to be, and I have a feeling I know what you would want to be. What do you want to be at the senior year going into college or whenever?
Yeah, obviously everybody want to be a five-star. I want to be a five-star. I want to be the number one player in my class for my position. I just feel like, yes, definitely wasn't satisfied. I was actually not ranked on all of them as a three-star. Just think that and maybe on three, but I feel like it's just another piece of motivation of you see guys that they say is this and all that, and then you just got to put it on tape and just show them why you're that, and then the rest will do it.
Yeah, but I feel like the thing is, like, you didn't play varsity as a freshman.
Definitely.
I didn't play a lot of varsity as a freshman, so it's hard to get – that's why I wasn't very mad not getting ranked, because, like, I'll give it to, like, the kids that played as freshmen on varsity. Those are the kids getting highly ranked, so I feel like – like, for me, like, I don't really think it matters because we didn't play.
Correct.
I played maybe, what, two games. So I feel like just in the future, we're just going to keep climbing and climbing and climbing. And I just feel like we could be, you know, high up there.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down? And you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all, and everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
All right, so you're on the sidelines for almost every game. I'm on there too. What's been your most favorite game that you've witnessed, or like players, you know, teams? Because for me, I felt like this weekend was really big because LSU just has all those named players. Like,
correct.
For instance, like Whit Weeks. Like, it was cool watching him because, like, he's an All-American linebacker. Their DBs are really good. Nussmeier. I just like watching the big-name guys that are going to go on to be, like, what, day one, day two draft picks. Mm-hmm. Which is really cool for me because, you know, there's dudes on Oxford, not Oxford, Ole Miss like that, but we already know them. So, I mean, what was your favorite game to watch over the past years or this year?
I mean, speaking of LSU, I just take it to the 2023 year when Trey had that game-winning
What was
pass.
It? 50 I feel something.
Like,
great game.
Called like a screen pass, made a guy miss, touchdown, 50 seconds left in the game. I feel like that was a crazy play that I got to see live in person from a guy that's going to be in the NFL for a very long time.
Yep.
And, I just feel like that was a really cool experience.
Speaking of, you know, colleges and being on the sideline, if you had to pick right now, what's your dream college?
I really, like, couldn't pick one, but if you had to just give me these offers my senior year, I'd probably go to Miami. Probably that's where I love Miami. It's just really good school. Miami. Especially with a lot of family down there, because that's where I'm from. I mean, I'd probably pick that.
Yeah. If you're wondering about mine, you know, top three, you know, put Oregon in there. Dan Lanning, great coach, best jerseys in the nation. Got to go with Florida. Good stadium, jerseys, you know, the swamp, can't beat it. Then,
definitely.
I feel like LSU's up there now. I don't know,
the culture there is different.
Yeah, LSU, I mean, I'm trying to think of what else.
That's in my top three for sure as a receiver.
I really like Texas. But I don't even know. I feel like Oregon, Florida, they're just like, I like for
standout schools.
Every kid's just going to want to go to Oregon. I mean, you can't beat it. I mean, they got everything. It's your second year at Oxford, and how's the coaching staff played a role in you, like developing you or getting you to be a better player, you know, growing up as you go from freshman to sophomore to in the future junior, senior, you know?
I feel like Oxford did a very good job at developing me as not just a football player, but as a human. I wouldn't say I wasn't talented enough.
All right, we gotta cut that. Cut. All right.
I wouldn't say I wasn't talented.
You gotta like pause it. Like,
I wouldn't say I wasn't talented enough, but I definitely wasn't ready. Just my mindset wasn't mature enough to get in the game and play. That's why we talked about the stars and this and the play time as freshmen. I mean, I got in, probably played like 20 total snaps as a freshman, and you know.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I did, though.
I played like 20 5 snaps
as a freshman.
No, like 15. But I got in 3 games. I got in like a drive like 3 times. So that's like 12.
All right, Rita.
I'm going to say like 15 snaps.
Just say I got in a little bit. You don't need to put the... Where were we?
I mean, I feel like they...
No, I had my hand up.
I mean, I feel like I was... It wasn't about my talent. I feel like I had more than enough talent to get on the field, but like sometimes it's not all about the talent. You got to like really be mature and mentally ready to get on the field. Like this ain't peewee, middle school football, freshman, JV. Like this ain't. It's like every guy has the same goal as you once you step on that field with the same
mentality.
Yeah, thank you for that word. I was looking for it. With the same mentality to make it to the same place as you. Everybody want to be a 5-star. Everybody want to be D1. Everybody want to be this, that. It's just, you got to carry yourself a different way. And, like, as a freshman, I feel like I wasn't ready to play.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like I had all the talent in the world. I say I was this, I was that. And now that I'm a sophomore, and I'm playing, which a lot of sophomores don't, especially on a nice, talented 7A roster in Mississippi. Like,
I was about to say, it's 7A. Like,
yeah.
There's barely, what? 2% freshmen play on 7A football, because like I mean this is top of the top, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone in 7A has the goal to go D1.
Facts.
There's no players that are just out there to play football, you know.
Yeah, and I just feel like when you see like all these 5-stars and all these names, and then they commit to Oregon and Florida, and they don't play, people like, and I actually got this from someone really wise, Coach George McDonald, the receiver coach. At Ole Miss, I was sitting down at my dad's office, and I was just talking to him, and he was saying the same thing that I'm saying to you guys. Like, you see these 5-stars go big places, and you expect them to just go like that in a snap, in a blink of an eye, to just go for 1,000 yards, be a freshman All-American. But it's just not that easy, and everyone begins to call them trash or washed and overrated because they see guys like Jeremiah Smith once in a generation. And I just feel like sometimes you got to be mentally ready. And once that part of your game takes over, it's like a different aspect. Like, you really realize, like, some of the guys that you thought were all this and that, they aren't really that good when you really line up in front of them and you go head-to-head and want the same thing at the end of the game, which is to win and be better. So, yeah.
Speaking of, you know, our coaches, what's your top three favorite coaches at Oxford?
You know, I got to go with my receiver coach, Coach Dawson, real funny guy. Teach me how to carry myself. High mention, you got to just put your head coach in there. But, you know, I really rock with Coach Boos, and that's our defensive coordinator, man. Like,
he's like the guy to, like, you know, get you locked in, you know, yell at you. You always need a coach on your
team. He might, like, yell at you this, that. Coach Boos don't play this, that. But, like, that guy, like, you want to make it, like, you listen to him, like,
he's also a pastor. So
yeah, like really spiritual. He really feeds into us. Like, he really loves us like his kid. Like,
for sure.
I just appreciate that. Like, the way he pours into us as if we were one of his, you know. And he has a nice, loving family at home. And he spends half of his day working on us. And he really gives it his all. And then I probably say Coach Bullock. That guy is funny as heck. So, running back coach, he's really cool.
Coach Bullock is my favorite coach on the staff. I have to give you a shout out because he was actually talking about this podcast. He said he wanted to come on, and I think I gotta bring him on in the future. He might be the funniest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, he is really funny.
Like, the dude has unlimited stories. Like, facts. He could tell you stories for, 5 days. And he's our running back coach, and our running backs have been doing really good this year. So something, definitely. I mean, his stories are working, I guess, because he's doing the right thing. All right, I'm going to step into, a little bit of personal life, I mean, we both live in Oxford. We're both, best friends, We're always together, but facts. I'm going to, for the viewers, ask, what's some of your favorite teammates on the team? Give some shout outs or, people that have helped you through the way. Maybe upperclassmen took you under your wing,
For starters, I definitely got to go with my guys. BOF, if you know. That's DJ Stribling.
I guess I don't know.
JoJo Ginn, Drew Dean, Knox, Huck Clark, Will Jones. He recently moved to Regents. And then I got to go.
Sounds like good kids.
Yeah, those are my dogs. We hang out like all the time, and do a lot of crazy stuff together, hang out. Yeah,
we're always just chilling, watching film.
Facts. Colin Flanagan, Kingston Gregory, those
seniors.
Those are two seniors that really played a role as me playing really early, because Colin played as a freshman, and then he moved
was at
here.
Auburn.
Yeah, then he moved here.
He's committed to Vanderbilt. Plays defensive back, and
then he moved here. Started as a sophomore, just like me, as a young player. Kingston. Played a little as a freshman. He played a lot as a sophomore. Just pretty much guys that are doing what I'm doing. He's committed to Old Dominion. Just going places that every other kid wants to go, and I just feel like they play a big role in me. Those are my guys, and I love them.
For sure.
Yeah.
We're in Oxford, Square is always packed. Facts. I mean, we're not in college yet, but, Have you met any girls that, played a little factor in your life or, got a little girlfriend or anything?
I ain't got no girl right now, but, it's always room for.
Room for what? You just focus on football?
Everybody got their little fair and square of a little social time with the people they talk to, but, no girlfriend for right now. Maybe we'll work on it.
You play football. Do you play any other sports for the viewers?
I played basketball last year. Well, I played basketball all my life until this year. I stopped. I just feel like football took over. Especially coming, a high prospect in my class.
Yeah, you don't want to catch me on the basketball court. I think everybody at Oxford knows that. I might be one of the best hoopers in Oxford or at Oxford, no matter what class. Yeah, but I can give you a bucket on any given day.
I forgot there was Oxford, Alabama, because you ain't talking about the Mississippi.
No, I'm talking about Oxford, Mississippi, in California. I'd give everybody the smoke, so.
Might have to test that out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play this year on the high school team. I don't know. I might. My jump shot could shoot the gym out, I could shoot the lights out. But,
we'll see.
Thank you all for watching. Knox Kiffin.
Kiffin Jr.
Thank you.